Praise the Lord and good morning, people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are grateful to the Lord God Almighty. I was meditating upon Psalms 23 this morning, and a beautiful, what a beautiful psalm it is. Verse 2 and 3 especially says, He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He restores my soul. I like that. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. My dear brothers and sisters, in this period of challenge and times of turmoil and times of uncertainty, we can always rest in our Jesus. He's our good shepherd. He will always lead us besides the still waters and green pastures. I was listening to this beautiful hymn, very old hymn. For over a century, we have been singing this hymn in our churches, in our homes. And it's called, He Leadeth Me, O Blessed Thought, O Words with Heavenly Comfort Fraught. Whatever I do, wherever I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. And says, He leadeth me, is the chorus. I will give you the link later, but let me just encourage you about how this beautifully, you know, the blessedness and awe of being led by Almighty God Himself so impressed this author of this beautiful hymn, Joseph Gilmore, that he became a distinguished and he wrote this beautiful hymn so beautifully. He became a distinguished university and seminary professor, an author of several textbooks in Hebrew and English literature, and a respected Baptist minister. He is best remembered today for this one hymn, hurriedly written when he was just 28 years of age. Gilmore scribbled down these lines while visiting with friends after preaching about the truths of Psalms 23 at the Wednesday evening service of the First Baptist Church in Philadelphia. He left this account. At the close of the service, we adjourned to Deacon Watson's pleasant home where we were being entertained. During our conversation, the blessedness of God's leading so grew upon me that I took out my pencil, wrote the text just as it stands today, handed it to my wife, and thought no more of it. Without telling her husband, Mrs. Gilmore sent the verses to the Watchman and Reflector magazine, where it first appeared the following year. 3 years later, Joseph Gilmore went to Rochester, New York, as a candidate to become the pastor of Second Baptist Church. He recalls, "Upon entering the chapel, I took up a hymnal, thinking, I wonder what they sing here. To my amazement, the book opened up at He Leadeth Me, and that was the first time I knew that my hurriedly written lines had found a place among the songs of the church." My dear brothers and sisters, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. Does that describe you? Are you being led by Jesus today? Amen. Visualize a loving shepherd tenderly leading his sheep, then be especially responsive to God's guidance in your life today. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are so, so grateful to you. Thank you, Lord. Many people couldn't see this day. Many people, oh Lord, are grappling with challenging situations in their lives. But you have been gracious and merciful unto us. You have given us breath in our nostrils, strength in our body. Our minds are operational. Our bodies are functional. Our marriages are working. Oh Lord God Almighty, our children are blessed. Lord God Almighty, our community where we live in is prospering. And Lord, it is only by your grace and mercy. We, O Lord God Almighty, know that through it all, you take us besides the still waters and Lord, you cause us to lie down in green pastures. O Lord God Almighty, and you restore our soul. When our soul is tired, when our soul is overwhelmed with the situations around us, you lead us and you bring us to you, and Father, we find rest in you. Lord, you desire that your sheep, your flock will be blessed. And I pray that today, every one of us, Lord, in the body of Christ, will be blessed in your presence. They will find rest to their soul. They will find, O Lord God Almighty, rest in the time of turmoil. And Father, right in the middle of the storm, they will be protected, preserved, and provided for. I, Lord, lift up your blood from the altar, and I sprinkle the precious blood of Jesus upon each and every one of your people. And I pray that you will bless them. You will be with them as they step out to the jobs, to the businesses, and running the errands for the day. I pray that your grace and your glory will abound upon their lives. You will uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the appearance of the evil one, and flourish them and prosper them. Peradventure, the ones who are sick in our midst, oh Father, I release your healing virtue to flow into their bodies. From the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, they will be healed and made whole. Lord, I thank you that by your stripes we were healed 2,000 years ago. And we receive that healing by faith in our bodies in Jesus' name. We bless you. We give you the praise, honor, glory, and dominion, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.